As the country of Greece continues to reel from an economic crisis, anti-immigrant feelings are on the rise there. More than 90% of all illegal immigrants who've arrived in Europe this year have come through the Greek border with Turkey. That's where reporter Joanna Kakissis went to file this story.
It's a cloudy morning outside the police station in Orestiada. Officers are leading 70 young migrants, all men from Afghanistan and Pakistan, into an armored van. One gives his name as Hamein. He's a shy, skinny 17-year-old from a village near Kandahar. I come from a poor family, he says, and I want to get an education. The police shut the van's doors and drive away. This is where they're taking Hamein, but he probably won't stay here long. The Filakio Detention Center lies amid cotton fields and acacia trees. Birds perch on the tall barbed wire fence that surrounds the center. It's so crowded here that police must release migrants right after they're processed. One migrant released on this day is Awa Nasruddin, who's 35 and from Sudan.
To work there and get money, it's difficult to get money there. And there's a war there, and people killed each other. That's why we leave it, because it's not good for us.
In the past, Nasruddin and other migrants would have crossed the sea to reach Europe, but better Coast Guard patrols have cut off those routes. So smugglers now use the land border between Greece and Turkey. Illegal crossings here went up nearly 370% this year, says Frontex, the European Union border agency. Mihal Perusik is a Frontex spokesman.
This is a really massive flow of migrants across the borders. I mean, people are asking what Greece could do. I mean, I cannot imagine any country to handle this issue alone.
Frontex says fewer people have crossed since November, when the agency sent 175 officers here to help the Greek police. Eva Hadziagnidou is happy Frontex is here. She runs a kiosk in Nea Visa. It's a quiet village near the Turkish border. At night, she sees migrants walking through the farm fields. In the morning, she sees them bathing in the stone fountain in the main square. Who are these people, she says, and what do they want? You just don't know because they're strangers. The migrants travel without papers. Frontex says almost half claim false nationalities from war-torn countries to get asylum. Getting into Greece can be dangerous. Many migrants have drowned crossing the nearby Evros River. The police bring the bodies to this man. Mehmet Sharif Damadoglu is the mufti in the mixed Christian and Muslim region of Evros. He buries the dead on a hill near his village. He says he also worries about the living. Without passports or money, he says, they're falling into a trap. Most migrants released from detention centers must leave Greece within 30 days, but most only get as far as Athens. In a dreary courtyard in the city center, migrants line up for free food prepared by local churches. Nidal Sakar is a 40-year-old Palestinian who came from Gaza 5 months ago. He says he was beaten by anti-immigrant thugs and now limps on crutches.
No house, no work, no money, no familia.
An Afghan woman who gives her name as Hasma is also in the food line. She's a 30-year-old school teacher from Kabul with three young children.
We don't have money. These countries' economy is very low. They don't have this much economy to accept other immigration people.
But migrants are still coming. Frontex expects more than 80,000 people to have entered Greece illegally by the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Orestiada, Greece.